Happy Wednesday, everybody. I am your guest host, Christina Long, filling in for Matt Jones today, who had a late night covering Arkansas baseball's win over UAPB in North Little Rock last night. You can find all of our coverage of that at wholehogsports.com. We have a softball show for you today as Arkansas gears up for a huge series this weekend at Oklahoma. We'll be joined by Arkansas hitting coach DJ Gasso, who has helped lead Arkansas to some of its best offenses since he came to Fayetteville back in 2023. This weekend series is huge for the Razorbacks. They're traveling to Norman to face number one Oklahoma. The Razorbacks are ranked number six in the ESPN USA softball poll, which is the one we use at wholehogsports.com. But they're ranked number five by Softball America, and they're kind of in that 5 to 8 range in all of those polls. So this is a top five, top six matchup for Arkansas and Oklahoma. And the Sooners are one of those programs that when they're playing, people are watching, people are paying attention. You know, we see a lot more people reading our stories when Arkansas is playing Oklahoma. It is a huge series. They are such a draw as a program. They're at the top of the SEC right now. They're 40-4 overall, and they're 13-2 in conference play. So this is a really, really tough team to beat, as it always is. Arkansas is 10-5 in the SEC, which puts them sixth in the conference standings, which, if the number six ranked team in the country is sixth in the league, that should tell you something about the way the conference is. And the SEC is always a really, really tough test. I mean, these are both teams that have, you know, there's really no easy schedule in this conference. And DJ Gasso will tell us a little bit about that as well, as Arkansas has kind of made its way through its conference slate. First game is Friday at 7 p.m. on ESPN2, and then game two is at 7 as well on Saturday. That's on SEC Network Plus. And then the series will wrap up at 1 p.m. on Sunday, also on SEC Network Plus. We're really excited because Ethan Westerman, our softball reporter, will actually be going out to Norman for the series. So you can keep an eye out on wholehogsports.com and also on our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Facebook, as well as here on YouTube if you're watching us there, for a coverage that he will have for us all weekend long from Norman. They've got a beautiful new softball stadium out there. That's really exciting that he'll get to experience that. Softball atmospheres in Norman are always huge. I was there for a super regional a few years ago when I covered Clemson softball, and it's amazing to see the turnout that they're able to get. I mean, Arkansas gets amazing crowds too. We're no strangers here in Fayetteville to softball fandom and softball crowds, but it's really cool to see, you know, a whole town and a whole region really show up for softball the way that they do, with the Women's College World Series being right down the road over in Oklahoma City. So before we hear from DJ Gasso here in a few minutes, I want to tell you about our friends at Bentonville Glass. They've been serving their community since 1971, and they are committed, professional, and versatile. If you're looking for a quality leader in Northwest Arkansas, and if you're looking for skilled craftsmanship, you can choose Bentonville Glass for all of your glass market needs with the highest quality products. You can visit them at 507 South Main in Bentonville or at bentonvilleglass.com. And we also want to thank our friends at Eggland's Best. When it comes to game day, you want the best in your lineup, and that includes your eggs. Eggland's Best delivers more of the nutrition you need with 6 times more vitamin D and 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Score now with Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. And you can visit them at egglandsbest.com. We thank them and Bentonville Glass for their support of our show. We're joined now by DJ Gasso, Arkansas's hitting coach since 2023. He joined Courtney Dyfel's staff from Utah and has led the Razorbacks to some extraordinary offenses during his time in Fayetteville. This Oklahoma series this weekend is huge for the Razorbacks. Top five matchup in Norman. Think this is the first top five matchup in program history. DJ, obviously, we know it's big for you personally, with your mom being the legendary Oklahoma coach Patty Gasso, and your brother JT also being an assistant coach there as well. But before we get to, you know, the family group chat, I want to talk about the softball and the games that you guys are going to play, because this is, I don't think it's much of an exaggeration to say this is maybe the biggest regular season series the program has had. So how big of an opportunity is this for Arkansas going into Norman with just a lot of eyeballs watching this series?
Yeah, I think more importantly than any family thing is, like you said, it is about the softball. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be, to your point, a heavyweight matchup, right? It's we're going against the best team in the country, and what that like that's why you come and play here. You know, you want to be pushed at an extremely high level. You want to play against the best, and for it to be, you know, such a big time matchup like that, I think is just a compliment to the team and what they've been doing throughout the season. And yeah, I think we're really excited for a great test this weekend.
Arkansas, you're 35-6 this season. What do you feel like just overall has gone so well this year?
And I think the players are, we're just we understand the standard. They're a very veteran group. They have goals. They want to make the World Series. I mean, It's the ultimate goal. And I think last year, after, the way that the season ended, they were extremely motivated, probably at a level they've never been in their career, I would assume, and at least of what they've said. And so, yeah, I think everyone's on a mission. And I think you've seen that this season from a veteran group that not only knows how to win, knows how to win in different ways, but has brought a mature attitude each day in practice and every single game to perform at their best and continue to grow as the season gets on, as the season goes on, so we can play our best softball in May and June.
You've got several veterans on this team, girls that have been working with you for a little while now. What has it been like working with, a bunch of players that have kind of been under your guidance for multiple seasons now and know what to expect from you and what the standard is?
Yeah, I think that's a blessing. It's funny because they're starting to say things that I say all the time. And they're even like commenting on social media, like some things that I say. I'm like, guys, come on, but the communication has been a lot better this year. They understand the process, the game plans, how to make adjustments, but how to learn off each other. And I think the big thing, being able to work with them for multiple years is I know what I need to do for them. More than any, game plan or adjustment we need to make. It's more of how I can help them feel their best going into the game, or what we need to do during practice, or what little film things we need to watch here and there to make sure they're at their best and continuing to get better throughout the season. So I think it's been more helpful for me than I think anything that I could give them.
How is it preparing for a team coached by your mom and by your brother? I mean, you obviously know that program really well. You know kind of how they like to play. This is not the first time you've gone up against them. You're familiar with it from that angle too. But is there anything different about it with than any other series, or is it really just kind of you prepare the same way?
I mean, you definitely prepare the same way. I think, with my mom and JT, obviously they're great, but man, what a blessing to have Jen Rocha back in the dugout for them. Really looking forward to seeing her. And I'm the hitting coach, so that's usually who I'm preparing for. And she's elite at what she does. And their pitching staff is really good. They have a lot of different looks. So being able to prepare for a lot of different people makes it tough and difficult. But that's what it takes to beat a top team. You're going to have to prepare to beat the best, and you're going to have to be firing on all cylinders, offense, defense, and in the circle. So it will be an incredible test. But like I said, preparing wise, it's you continue to have your same process no matter who the opponent is. So that's something that we're focused on this week.
We started talking before, we were recording about the Oklahoma's new stadium. And you grew up around the old one. You were a graduate manager there as well. But what stands out to you about this new softball stadium that they've got over there?
Yeah, no, it's elite. It's the best softball stadium in the country, if not world, like on campus. I mean, it is amazing, and it's great for the game. It's great for maybe different administrations to say, man, we have to invest in softball, or if we want to be a top tier program, this is what it takes. And they not only set the bar, but raised the bar from what Marietta was. So what they were able to do. And kind of the national championships they were able to win with that kind of facility. Man, it was pretty impressive. So now they have a place that sets the bar for everyone in the country, and it's an incredible place to experience as a fan. I got to watch the AUSL game with the Talons and the Volts there, and just that environment was really cool. So yeah, what an incredible place to play softball. And put it to your point at a grand stage on TV and for the fans.
Looking ahead to the series, just what do Oklahoma's pitchers do so well, and what do you kind of need to prepare your hitters for with them specifically?
Yeah, they're able to mix speeds at any time, no matter the situation, no matter the count. And, depending on the pitcher, are they going more up? Are they going more down? Is this person relying more on our secondary off-speed stuff? Are they relying more on hard? They're able to do a lot of different things, and they have the staff and pieces to be able to match up against your hitter's weaknesses. So, yeah, it's going to be an incredible challenge for us, and that's what's been great about this season is each week we've been able to take lessons and grow and get better. And This will be another weekend that, we can take everything that we've learned and try to apply it immediately instead of a game or 7 innings or a day or two. I think that's what makes offenses elite is they're able to adjust at bat to at bat or inning to inning. So being able to adjust on what the pitcher's doing and or trust our game plan when a new pitcher comes in is going to be the challenge that we have to answer if we want to have a shot at winning.
You guys are kind of getting into the heart of your schedule now, but where have you seen the most growth from your group offensively over the last few weeks and, as SEC play has gone on?
I mean, it's tough because I mean, it seems like every weekend we're facing some elite pitchers. I mean, Mississippi State had one of the best ERAs in the country. So it's kind of hard to say, man, how are we growing? It's like, well, just we're trying to stay afloat a little bit sometimes, but no, it's been good to see, especially this last weekend, being able to adjust as a team. Sometimes, especially this individual sport, you, man, how can I be better at bat to at bat? But we don't have that kind of time. When you face an elite pitcher, they're going to get outs and pound the zone at a high rate. And so, you can't wait till the fourth or fifth inning to start making adjustments. So I think something that we've done, especially the last couple of weeks, is being able to adjust batter to batter and being able to attack a pitcher as a group instead of individually. And I think that's something I've seen us grow recently, which has been super helpful.
What kind of a measuring stick is a series like this, against the best team in the country at this point in the season? Like, what do you, besides obviously winning the games, what do you want to see your hitters do and this team do?
Yeah, I just want to see them compete at a high level, go in fearless in the box and have a belief in themselves that not something that you say, but man, you could tell by just their body language. They are just oozing confidence. They are just flowing of just competitive juices, because that's what it's going to take to beat a team like Oklahoma. I mean, you have to not only match their belief, their competitiveness, they're just, I guess, I people say aura now, right? So there's this their kind of confidence. Not only do you have to match that, but you have to exceed that. You have to have an ego bigger than anyone in that stadium. And so if you're able to do that and believe in yourself and compete at your highest level with no fear, I think you have a shot. And I think that's what it takes to not only win a series like this, but make a run in postseason and make a run at the World Series, because you can talk adjustments and game plans and this and that. But if you don't have the utmost belief in yourself that you're going to get the job done, it really doesn't matter what your game plan is or what adjustment you're doing. So it will be fun to see that. And if you're able to do that at a high level, you're talking about a team that finished, I think they were Final Four last year and four national championships before that, and another five. I mean, you're talking about the top of the top. So if you're able to do it against a team like that, that should give you a lot of confidence going into postseason that, hey, we can make a run at a national championship.
Are you and your mom and your brother, like during the season, are you guys like comparing notes and talking often? And does it go kind of quiet during the matchup week, or how does that look?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's this is such a busy time of the year for both of us. So every now and then, I mean, I know they kind of check in and know what we're doing, and I know what they're doing. But the competition's been so, like, it's just been so tough that you don't have a ton of time to just sit and talk and chat and this and that. So yeah, not a ton of notes being shared. Now we're in conference and game week, it's more of like, hey, what's the living situation? What are we planning to do when we see each other? Not a ton of, hey, we're gonna beat that kind of stuff. If it does, my brother kind of chirped a little bit at me yesterday, but not anything too bad. So,
Well, DJ, thank you so much for making some time for us. We really appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.